Hello there. I'm here to talk to you about the Capricorn solstice taking place today, December 21st. It took place earlier this morning, and what a wonderful way to have the grand conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius while this solstice takes place at the same time. I have a separate audio for the great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, so go check that out and tie these two things in together. So at 5:20 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the solstice, the sun and Mercury, the sun entered Capricorn at 0 degrees. Mercury was there at 0 degrees, and at the same time Jupiter and Saturn were both at 0 degrees in Aquarius. The 0 degree in astrology is incredibly important. It signifies a beginning from a completely blank slate. And in this case, it couldn't be more true. We're ending massive cycles. We're ending eras in which we are now responsible for building something new. Capricorn being a cardinal sign in the 0 degree is naturally going to be about building, because Capricorn is always the builder, is always about leaving a legacy behind. But Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are asking the sun in Capricorn, what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? And what Saturn, the sun in Capricorn, what kind of legacy to leave behind? Maybe I should rephrase. Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are telling that sun in Capricorn the type of legacy that we're going to leave behind in this new era is one that is far more inclusive, far more community-based, and far more appreciative of our own unique talents, of our internal sense of worth and value. This reminder that we are valuable because we exist, not because of what we have or what we are or what we're called or not. So in this chart of the, I'm leaving the chart below this this audio recording, by the way, the chart of the solstice, we see that Pluto is at 20 degrees Capricorn and having its last square to Mars in Aries at 23 degrees. If you remember, Mars has been in Aries for 6 months now. And it went through its long retrograde period, and now obviously it's finally forward and ready to leave Aries in early January. Pluto and Mars, Pluto in Capricorn and Mars in Aries, have had three different squares throughout this year. One was in August, one was in October, and this is the last one on the day of the solstice. It's kind of like Pluto, the planet of transformation in Capricorn, transforming fundamentally and foundationally from within and stripping us of everything we thought we really needed in order to matter in this reality. Squared Mars and Aries, which essentially represents us as individuals. Pluto came to Mars and said, I'm going to strip you of everything you thought you needed to be worthy, so that you understand that you are courageous as you are. Mars and Aries now having this last conversation with Pluto on the day that we are beginning a brand new cycle is saying, what did you learn? Pluto is asking, what did you learn? And Mars is responding, I learned that I have that inner courage, that inner fire to move forward at the beat of my own drum. I may not know exactly what is ahead of me, but I trust my intuition. As much as Aries is considered an impulsive sign, I feel that impulsivity comes as intuition to Aries. This is specifically for Aries. I feel that far more than just impulsivity, that impulsivity transforms into intuition because it comes natural to Aries. Those impulses, quote unquote impulses, rarely ever not work out for them. Yes, are there times where they, you know, move too fast and end up crashing and burning onto a wall? Absolutely. But for the most part, they're rather intuitive because they don't question that intuition that kicks in. Mars in Aries, even though it's a very masculine sign, it's a very masculine energy, that intuition cannot be disregarded. It cannot be undermined because it's something very natural to that Aryan energy. And so for us, what that represents is that in some way, shape, or form, whether we have Mars in Aries or not, our intuition about who we are and where we want to head has sharpened. And again, we may not have a clear idea as to where we're headed or how we're even going to get to where we think we need to get. But we trust ourselves far more than trusting an authority to tell us where to go. That's the point. Remember, 2021 is going to be a year of assimilation. We need to assimilate to this brand new energy and whatever it brings. We need to get used to something completely new than what we've been used to before. And I feel that one of the greater gifts that being in lockdown has brought us is this reminder that we can always come back to ourselves. We can always come back to our home to regroup, to think, and to then go out into the world from this space that is our own. We are our own authority. And that is what this new energy is reminding us of. Okay. At the same time, we have the moon and Neptune in close proximity. So this is like, this can be one of two things. This can go one of two ways. This can be like an over-idealization and romanticization and avoidance of responsibilities in this brand new future. Or the understanding, again, of our intuition, how our intuition will not lead us astray. Now, this doesn't mean that we just sit back and not work at all. Because remember, Aquarius is still co-ruled by Saturn. Saturn is about discipline, structure, and work, but towards something different and new, from a place of individuation, of where we recognize of how much we are individuals, and again, how we take responsibility for that. Okay? And at this point, we also have Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees. The 6 degree is really interesting because a lot is going to happen in that 6 degree. I'm curious to see how that will unfold. That's not for now. That's for later. That will unfold for us. Another aspect of this Capricorn solstice chart is that Venus is in Aquarius trining Chiron in Aries at 4 degrees. This is Venus in Sagittarius, wanting to explore the world, wanting to get in touch with everything and everyone, wanting to relate to everyone. But also Chiron, representative of this karmic pain, understanding that we just can't do that now. And in this nice trine, in this nice communication with one another, is this acceptance that I can love everyone from afar, and that it hurts a little bit because we're still not fully used to this cyber world, but that we can accept it, that we can accept it, that we can be optimistic about it, that we can have a relationship with optimism that doesn't mean that we disregard reality, but that we learn to accept it far more than we did before. Look, if you're having any kind of resistance to now, it's valid, because change is difficult, especially the type of change that we're headed towards, find a way to befriend that resistance. Find a way to be more accepting of that resistance. And to understand, and when I say accept the resistance, I mean, okay, resistance, I see you there. I know you're there. But embracing you only causes me more pain. While acknowledging that you're there, I can acknowledge you're there, but it also leaves room for acceptance of what is. That's what I mean. And if we can learn to do that, all of these changes will be far, far easier than not. Okay? So I want to leave you with three questions for this Capricorn solstice that I think are appropriate. Okay? One, how can I become part of a solution, even with tiny, tiny steps at a time? Two, how can I expand my perspective? Do I have difficulty keeping an open mind? This has to do with that North Node in Gemini and that South Node in Sagittarius, because the South Node in Sagittarius represents this is the truth, this is what it is, and there's no question about that. One of the lower manifestations of Sagittarius energy is being a know-it-all. And not only being a know-it-all, but having such a closed mind that no other perspective is acceptable. We head towards North Node in Gemini. North Node in Gemini is about having all of the perspectives, considering all of the possibilities, and that's where we're headed more towards. So that second question again, how do I expand my perspective? And do I have difficulty keeping an open mind? And the third and final question is, what is traditional and expected versus what is my unique factor that I need to embrace? Traditions are going to be questioned. And those that are for traditions are going to be rubbed the wrong way very, very, very much. So I leave you with that. I highly suggest that you listen to my other audio blog regarding the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction, in which I also touch on the squares that it's going to have with Uranus and Taurus and how all of this ties together and what we're looking forward towards. I hope this is of some help. Again, I am incredibly accessible. If you ever have any questions, reach out to me on social media or at info@astroconsciousness.com. Thanks so much. Have a great one.